أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And it is my pleasure to welcome all of you back to our series of tafsir, which alhamdulillah we've been working on it for the last 6 months, and we've been dealing with the last juz amma. Today inshallah we have a new surah. This surah, which is surah number 91, and this called Surah Ash-Shams, the sun. A'udhu billahi al-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wash-shamsi wadhuhaha والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. Again, this is Surah Al-Shams, the Sun, Surah number 91. And this Surah is a Meccan Surah. This Surah consists of 15 verses. The surah deals with two subjects. One is the importance of purifying oneself and the seriousness of involving oneself in the sin. The second subject, the surah deals with it, is what happened to one of the nations before us, the people of Thamud, their disobedience and rebellion to their prophet, and what was the result of it. And the surah starts with, as we usually take word by word translation, and after this a general meaning to the surah, and after this we go about tafsir. The surah says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها. The waw here, waw al-qasam, which means by. الشمس, the sun. Al-Qamar is the moon. The duha of the shams, the brightness of the sun. إذا تلاها when it follows it. النهار means the day. إذا when جلاها brightness shows up the brightness. الليل means the night. يغشى means to cover. Or to conceal. السماء, the heaven or the skies. بناها, how build it, how it been built. الأرض, the earth. طحاها, spread it. These six verses, the general meaning here, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, by the sun and its brightness, by the moon as it follows it, by the day as it shows up the sun's brightness, by the night as it conceals the sun, by the heaven and how Allah built it, by the earth and him who spread it, continuing, ونفس وما سواها ونفس. نفس is the soul or the person. سواها perfected. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. فألهمها, he showed it, he showed it or inspired. الفجور, impurity, wrong or sin. تقوى, purity, obedience of Allah. قد أفلح من زكاها. قد, indeed. أفلح, succeed. من, who. زكاها, provided. وقد خاب من دساها. وقد, indeed. خاب, loser, failure. من, the one who دساها. دساها means corrupt. verse number 7, by the nafs, i.e. Adam, or the person, or one soul, and him who perfected him in proportion. Then he showed him what is wrong for him and what is right for him. Indeed, he succeeds who profiles his own self, and indeed he fails who corrupts his own self. This is the first subject here that the surah is dealing with. First of all, in Surah Al-Shams, let's count and see how many times here, or how many things that Allah swear with. Allah swear by Shams and Duhaha, Al-Qamar, والنهار والليل السماء والأرض ونفس. So we have about 7 or 8 things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by in this surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by the sun and the duha, or the light of the sun. Allah is swearing by the moon when it follows it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing also by an-nahar, the day. And Allah is swearing by the night. Allah is swearing by the sky or the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the soul of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of all things, he has the right to swear by anything he wants. And whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by something, is to show us the greatness of such a thing. And by seeing the greatness of such a thing, this it teaches us the greatness of the Creator, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can swear by anything he wants, but for us, we could not swear by anything except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whosoever wants to swear, let him swear by Allah or to be quiet. Otherwise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us that whosoever swear by other than Allah, he had commit shirk. That means he associating a partner beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very serious. We could not swear by anything, not by honor, or by the grave of your mother, or by the Kaaba. If we have to swear, we only swear by Allah, one of Allah's attributes and Allah's names, but not anything else. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by Ash-Shams and Duhaha, by the sun and the brightness of the Shams, and this is something so great, and a lot of people did not pay too much attention to this miracle. And this is how after darkness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about this light, and especially about the sun rising and the warmest and the heat that the sun put it in the earth, that we need it for our bodies, our houses, for the plants to grow, all these things, you know how much millions of dollars that a human being will be spending if the sun doesn't rise to warm up things and make the plants to grow and all these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us all this heating system and warming up and to be active and be able to move and get up from under the cover. We don't have to have all these lights on anymore. Subhanallah, how many of us reflect on something like this? So if people reflect on Allah's creation, they will appreciate Allah more and they will turn to Allah in worship and they will single Him alone. The coming of the moon after the sun is one of Allah's miracles. You see, when the sun disappear and the sun go and sets, now the moon comes out. And how the day come after? And how is the night? When the night comes, cover everything, make it so dark. And also there is a hikmah and wisdom in this. And it's so beautiful. See, everything is dark and everything is covered, as if you have a big, huge blanket that cover everything by the darkness. You don't see anymore. So when the night comes, it covers everything. Subhanallah. Covers the trees, the mountains, the houses, the human being, animals. And they give you this kind of peace and rest. You can stop from working and moving and going and coming. And also for the human being to reflect on the sky, this big huge umbrella that over us, that we could not see the beginning of it or the end of it. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it to be above us without any pillar that we see, doesn't fall on us. And the way how He perfected the construction and the building of the sky, which He did not see any gap or any defect. Subhanallah. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread the earth. We can travel and go from place to place. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made some mountains, but not the whole earth to be mountains. Some hills, some mountains, big field to plant, some roads to travel. All these things need a reflection from the human being. And all these things supposed to direct us and turn us to Allah in appreciation and to be grateful, because the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covering us by the day, by the night, the earth that we live on it, the night that comes to cover us, all these things. And also the reflection supposed to be in your own self, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you. And how perfected everything in the right proportion, the size of the tongue, the size of the arm, the size of the foot, and everything in a certain proportion to carry a special function, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also had inspired every person to know both direction, to know the right and the wrong, to know the halal and the haram, to know the sunnah and the bid'ah, to know the iman and the kufr, to know the wrongdoing and the right doing, the righteous deed, the taqwa and the kufr and the disobedience. With your own nature, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that every child is born in the upright nature, but his parents are the ones that he turned him to be a Jew or a Christian or a pagan. You're born in the upright nature. The impurity and the filth and the curve comes to be introduced to your upright nature. And every person, he will come to know what is right, what is wrong. And some people take this avenue and some people take the other avenue. Some people, they choose the iman, and some people choose the kufr. Some people, they know their way to Jannah, and they work hard towards the Jannah. And some people, they choose to be turning to the other way and to go to hellfire. We ask Allah his protection. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made the means by sending the messengers, the prophets, and reveal the books. So by all means, you know what is right and what is wrong. But the final here, for you to understand how to be a winner or to be a loser, and to understand to be a winner is by purifying yourself, perfecting yourself, taking the way of iman, the way of salah, the way of purity. And the destruction is through sin and disobedience and kufr and bid'ah and shikak and turning away from the messenger. So both ways are available, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The one who profile himself, these are the successful one, these are the winner. But the one who corrupts his own soul and follow the way of sins, this is the failure, this is the loser. So Allah swear by all these things to affirm such result. Like somebody say, I swear by Allah, I swear by Allah. Say what? Say, I didn't see so and so today, or I didn't take this such a thing from here, I didn't move it. So Allah swearing by all the things, by Shams, by Al-Qamar, by the day, by the night, by the sky, by the earth, by the soul, to say that indeed the person who profiles himself, elevate himself, keep himself in al-Islam, is the successful one. And by the sun, by the moon, by the day, by the light, by the sky, by the earth, by the soul, The person who turn away from Sirat al-Mustaqim is the loser. This was the first subject of this surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying by the sun and its brightness, by the moon as it follows it, i.e. the sun, by the day as it shows up, the sun's brightness, by the night as it conceals the sun, by the heaven and how Allah built it, by the earth and him who spread it, by the nafs, the soul, and him who perfected him in proportion. Then Allah showed the soul what is wrong for her and what is right for her. Indeed, he succeeds who profiles his own self, and indeed he fails who corrupts his own self. After this, the surah dealing with a different subject and tells us about nations before us so we can learn a lesson to be a warning for us and to show us the result of the disobedience to the prophets and turning away from the da'wah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها. كذبت, from the verb كذب, to deny, belied. ثمود, the tribe of ثمود. بتغواها, the result of their transgression. When انبعث, went forth, أشقاها, the most wicked person among them, فقال, he said, لهم, to them, رسول الله, the messenger of Allah, ناقة الله, the she camel of Allah, وسقياها, and its drink, فكذبوه, they denied him, rejected the message, فعقروها, he killed it, slaughtered, فدمدم, destroyed عليهم, upon them, ربهم, their Lord, بذنبهم, because of their sin, فسواها, made them equal in destruction, ولا يخاف عقباها. ولا وان لا نط يخاف فير عقباها the result. Which means Thamud, the people of Thamud denied their prophet by their transgression. When the most wicked man among them went forth to kill the she camel, but the messenger of Allah, Salih alayhi salam, said to them, be cautious, fear the evil end, that is the she camel of Allah, do not harm it and bar it not from having its drink. Then they denied him and they killed it. So their Lord destroyed them because of their sins and made them equal in destruction. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feared not the result thereof. This is the second part of this surah, which the story here related to us concerning the tribe of Thamud. It's one of the nations before us. They deny because their transgression, their sins caused them to deny and reject. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent them a prophet among them, the prophet Salih alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a miracle, and the miracle was a she camel. Some of the mufassireen, and Allah knows best, say that Allah made this she camel comes out of Iraq. They saw she camel coming out of a mountain, which itself is a miracle. And this she camel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it special, that she will drink the water one day and for them to drink one day. And in return she will give them milk the next day. So the she camel was able to drink all the water. So became a share. They will take turns. They drink one day and she drink one day. The next day she gives them milk. And the Prophet Saleh had warned them, told them this she camel is naqatullah. This is belong to Allah. It's a miracle from Allah. Don't harm it. Don't touch it. Because if you try to harm it, if you transgress, it can be very bad for you. But they deny, they reject him, they disobey him. And the most misfortune person among them, he took upon himself the responsibility of killing this she camel. But one thing we want to pay attention to it, the person who killed the she camel was only one person, but the community, they did not stop him. The people of Thamud didn't stop this man. They have the means and the ways to stop him. So seeing the evil and you have the means to change it and stop it, and you don't do anything, this will cause destruction for the whole community and the whole nation. Because it's only one person who killed the camel, but the punishment had came and destroyed the whole tribe of Thamud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had covered all of them with dirt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed all of them as a result of their sins, the sins of denying the messenger, the sin of attacking the she camel, the sins of not stopping the evil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about himself, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. Allah is not afraid or worry about the result of destroying these people. He's not like a king of these dunya kings, when he do take over or go a war against his country, now he has to be careful that may try to get him back or to do something. No, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can remove the whole creation and no one can do anything to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear not the result thereof. This is the surah, that Surah Al-Shams, Surah number 91. One minute. Inshallah, with this we have to keep in mind the seriousness of seeing the evil and not doing anything about it, especially if we have the means. We're closing by recitation of the surah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. Thank you for listening. جزاكم الله خيرا. If you have any question, you may present it now. What is he? You mean this? She needed for today, for tomorrow? What? Walmart. What do I need from Walmart? Walmart. Okay, I could not remember now. If I remember, I call you. Okay. Are you stopping here or are you going home after?
Whatever you want me to do.
Okay, I have the phone. I can't tell you for you. Jazakallah khairan, akhi. May Allah bless you all. And please forgive me. You know that I still, my voice is not ready for classes. Still have this coughing and chest, you know, coming from Hajj with all this germs, alhamdulillah. So yes, Hussein. I'm from Egypt, from Misra.